Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete, hiring CDL drivers. They offer great pay, benefits, paid time off, and more. Check out the website NEBCOinc.com. Start your new career today with NEBCO. We had some breaking news to address, too, during the break, so let's get the sounder up. It's been a hot rumor for a couple weeks with likely Fran McCaffrey departing Iowa, which did happen. But now, as of this morning, Ben McCollum, the Drake head coach, is finalizing a deal to become Iowa's next basketball coach. They won their first game in the dance since the 70s at Drake this year.
Nice.
Lost by 13 to Texas Tech in the second round, but they had 31 wins. 31-4, the record for Ben McCollum in his first year at Drake, now heading to Iowa. And that sound you hear is a very loud cheer across the border from Iowa Hawkeyes fans. That's great.
I just heard
it's a good hire.
It's probably this speculation. It's all documented, but Northwest Missouri State won several national championships.
Four.
Probably making 75, 80,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Drake. What would he make there? 250,
300. Yeah, in the 200s, I think.
250, yep. 300 at Drake. Now up like 6 million.
Yep.
Big day for his wife.
Four national championships at Northwest Missouri State. An incredible, well, I think the winning percentage was 813. If you can, I know I'm doing some Rain Man stuff.
I'll get it real quick.
813, I think, was the winning percentage at Northwest Missouri State. He was incredible. It wasn't like they just won four national titles and did nothing else. They were always good. He played there. He is an Iowa native, Iowa City, Storm Lake.
You nailed it. Yeah, he was 813 percentage at Northwest Missouri State. 395 and 91. I repeat, at Saban.
395 and 91.
Yeah.
He played there, coached there, went to Drake 130 plus.
31-4, the record.
Oh, baby.
Oh, the question right away. What's the first question being asked?
What?
Who's coming with him?
Yeah.
Who's coming with him to
Bennett,
Iowa?
Bring Bennett Sturts, the point guard.
Well,
Bennett Sturts.
He's got a year left, if
he
I
does.
Believe.
That's correct.
And so the Missouri Valley Player of the Year came from Division II.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, now he's winning games in the tournament. Now he's going to go to Iowa, probably.
Yep.
Yeah, McCollum just seemed like the no-brainer, right? Just a no-brainer.
I had no idea, though. I did not know he was from Iowa.
Iowa, yeah.
So that makes it even way simpler.
Right.
He was born in Iowa City.
Right.
Was meant to be.
I think he grew up in Storm Lake. He played at a JUCO in Iowa.
You were right. He did grow up. Wow. Storm Lake is correct. Good job, Sip.
I do some research.
You researched him.
Also did some research on Sean Miller. I thought Texas hit a home run with Sean Miller.
So Ben McCollum, the news, breaking news, Iowa's head coach as of yesterday. Rodney Terry was fired. Within 5 minutes, we knew who the head coach was going to be.
They had it.
Texas.
How odd was the Rodney Terry thing? That it was announced from like Horn, whatever it is, 24/7 Horns, like that night, he was done.
A week ago.
But then it never came out.
Nope.
Never came out.
Officially.
Goes, people were saying, you know, he's done, who they're going to hire, but it never came out. Finally comes out yesterday that he has been let go, and 4 minutes later they named the next head coach. Just weird. Just very odd.
Kind of weird. It was kind of weird the way it went down.
And I don't know if there was some. There had to be something that they, hey, don't say it yet because of money we owed or something with it, some legality thing.
Or maybe they wanted to have the head coach in place. Maybe it was not until Xavier lost in the tournament, right?
I would guarantee you that he was not in the office, just like looking at film. He was not there.
Okay, so why is Sean Miller a home run? Age 56, he's in his prime. He will be very hungry. He took Arizona to the Elite Eight 3 times. I imagine he's very hungry to go to the next level. Sean Miller isn't the guy, and I don't know Sean Miller personally, but I've watched him for 20 years, and he's not the guy that's going to shrug his shoulders and say, God, I hope I can get this done. God, I don't know. We'll try.
Yeah.
No, he went to Texas to win a national championship. Yeah. He went to Texas to go beyond the Elite Eight. And he's fiery. If I was a Texas fan, I'd be overjoyed by this hire.
It's a great fit for them. Yeah.
I think it is.
I think it's a great fit.
Yeah, he's a dude. He will go in there and do whatever he can to win a national title. You can't say that about every coach. But he has that kind of posture, that kind of energy, and he's in his prime. He was caught up in the, as Bill mentioned this off the air. Yeah. He was Arizona, I shouldn't laugh. Arizona was forced to vacate 50 total wins across the 2016, 2017, and 2017, 2018 seasons, stemming from his alleged involvement in the NCAA's 2019 corruption scandal, which is just seems like it was just nothing. The feds were involved. I remember getting
McDermott
up every morning.
McDermott was in that, too.
Oh, yeah. It was federal.
Greg McDermott was in that, too.
It was federal, and I was reading it every morning thinking, these guys' career's over. These guys' career's over.
Nope.
Sean Miller just landed
the
deal.
They all got jobs within weeks at someplace else. Will Wade was at McNeese. Xavier takes him back. It's like, no, we're fine.
They were in the court of law. There were wiretaps. It was incredible, and it was incredible reading, and it really meant nothing.
It's kind of like when you said to me, it's federal, and then nothing ever came of it. Not one thing came of it.
Sean Miller, really, his career was affected so badly that he's landed at Texas. He'll probably make $9
million a year.
Right?
Probably, yep.
I mean, he's probably going to make maybe not nine, but millions. I mean, five at the minimum.
Millions.
Right?
Yes.
He'll have a nice house in Austin. Guarantee it.
You're doing all right.
Look at whoever his realtor is going to be showing him some houses that won't be... Well, I found this one. It's like $800,000. No, that's not going to be it. That will not be the house.
He's not living in a townhouse?
No, he's not living in a nice townhouse. You know, nice one, but no.
How tough is it for Xavier fans? You've had him twice. He's left twice now.
He's had two stints at Xavier.
Arizona. Yes. Xavier, Texas. You're just a stepping stone.
When he left, they're like, well, see you in a couple years.
Maybe that, once he gets fired.
Soon you come
call
back.
Call me.
Hope it works well. Call me.
You got my number. Wait till I'm struggling, though, please.
Yes.
Is Texas, I guess, is it a much better job than Xavier?
Well, obviously, the first thing you just say is one word. What is it? Resources.
Yeah.
Resources, much better. Everything else. It's an odd place because has Texas ever been in the Final Four? To my knowledge,
I think once.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, I think with TJ Ford, they made it, didn't they? Back in the early 2000s?
I don't know. There were some times when Texas had some teams.
I think they were in the Final Four with
Ford. I think it was back in 2004 or something like that.
Check it.
Hang on.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
I think they might have been. But so, no, they're not. They, you know, they had the Durant.
Yeah.
They've had some basketball.
Yeah, Final Four in 2003. I almost nailed it on the year. Yeah.
Nice job.
So three times ever, though.
We're trying to be good on the stool with facts.
1943, 1947, and 2003. So really one time in common history.
And they lost in the Final Four?
That's correct. They did not make the finals. Right. Lost in the Final Four. But it's been 22 years since they've made it there.
DJ Ford, good call. Yeah. Little point guard.
They made the Elite Eight 2 years ago, though. I mean, they had a nice run 2 years ago, 2023.
Hmm. Yeah, it's resources.
Yeah,
but
resources.
I think
won.
Xavier has some resources, though, right?
Yeah,
no
but not
football
close.
Program.
Yeah, but not close. Not close.
Don't you think those Big East schools? I don't even know what the hell they are. Are they a Big East school, Xavier?
Yes.
Yes.
They have some advantage though because there's no football. They get the money. They get the rev share money. A lot of it.
They do. It's still though, do advantage wise, it's like no.
I'm still going to Texas.
It's not even close. It's kind of like back when you talk about like that. Yeah, maybe Nebraska should go back to the Big 12. They just fit better. No. There's about a $60 million payout.
Oh,
there
God.
For every
when
year.
That talks, it sprung up in COVID. There was legitimate people in my ear saying, "Steph, you got to look into this Big 12 thing. Nebraska might be going back." I'm like, what? No.
What are
you talking about?
No.
As much as I'd love it,
yeah.
I would love it. You would see a new Sipple. I'd be like, okay, we're back. We're going down. We're back. We're going south during the winter. It's going to be warm. I'm wearing short pants.
Not getting on a plane half the time.
Yeah, I'm not going
driving.
Freaking Maryland.
Yeah.
Conference
Newark.
Maryland. Or
freezing my ass off.
I'm not going to Seattle.
Right.
It's like, what am I doing?
What am I doing is a phrase that
was
my mind daily.
Have you seen that one also? I don't know if you can find the exact quote, Jake, from Cronin. Right after the game, they asked him a question.
Yes.
They asked him a question about
Legion, find it.
He asked right away, he goes, well, what I'm really worried about is getting this team back to Los Angeles because of the plane's so bad.
The seats on Allegiant are so bad.
He named the company. Yeah, he went after him.
Right now, guys, it's 12:40 a.m. and our season just ended. Right now, my biggest concern is how bad the seats are on Allegiant Airlines. Mm. On that terrible plane, we're going to have to fly home tomorrow. What are you doing, Mick?
Allegiant.
How could you call him out
He was asked about next season.
Yes.
He didn't like that question. Yeah. You want me to address next season right now? It's 12:40.
He's fucking the
my
airline.
My biggest concern. We need to see a series. There needs to be a 3-game series played between UConn and UCLA.
No.
Just UConn, just let Hurley and Cronin go at it. It'd be
apparently
with a nice press conference after each game.
So this is even worse. So this is Trey Wallace is a reporter for Outkick and Fox. He's one of tweet this. He's by the way, they didn't even fly Allegiant. They took Global X home.
He told the wrong airline.
He mocked Allegiant and didn't even take Allegiant on the way home.
Okay, now I got to ask you guys an important question, though. In terms of obnoxious behavior, who's worse, Cronin or Hurley?
Cronin.
You laugh more at Cronin, though, don't you?
Wrong answer. Yeah. Cronin's actually sort of appealing. I don't see any Hurley appealing.
He called out his
own team. He called out his own dad. No, so no. He called out his own team and his staff.
Are we sure Hurley's never done that?
I've never heard it in public where he said, you know, that I bring the energy.
Would it be surprising?
Everybody else is lazy.
Would it really surprise you if he...
Not really surprising, but he hasn't done it, not to my knowledge. So, no.
Jeff says 1,000% Hurley on this one.
Oh, Hurley is more. Yeah, I'm more. I'm in that camp. Yeah. Hey, but I don't. I just want to make clear. I don't totally dislike Hurley. He's interesting.
That's my point. If I'm going to sit and talk to somebody, if I'm going to fly on a plane and sit next to one of them, I want to sit next to Hurley.
Close. It's close.
Oh yeah, I want to sit next to Hurley.
Close call.
Yeah.
Close call.
What if you're between both of them? In the middle seat between Hurley and Cronin. Would you put the earbuds in or not?
Although those guys, I bet they could be pretty. I bet they could. They could get into a shell too in that setting. Like they might not say much.
Might
at
say
all.
A word. Probably not.
Yeah.
But he did call them out.
He did,
but he did other things.
He called
things
out Allegiant, and it wasn't even the flight they took home. Allegiant is a massive, you know, in Vegas, Allegiant Stadium. That's where the Raiders play.
Bill,
it's a big deal on the West Coast.
If you're the AD, are you cringing when he does stuff like that?
You don't love it. There's never a time going, that's right. Get it out there. Let him know.
No, I would
let
cringe.
Him know.
There goes that potential advertiser.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
I'd cringe a little bit. With both those guys, it'd be hard to be their ADs.
I think Hurley's not panicking. Think about this: Hurley won 13 in a row in the tournament. 13 games.
He
in a
won
row.
13 games
in a
those,
row. Think about that.
That's why I didn't want to play him. Everybody made fun of me.
They won
13
in a row and went to the wire.
Don't you guys? Don't you ever?
You understand why it was?
Yes, I'm taking a different direction. Like, don't you ever find yourself watching these games and kind of getting depressed as a Nebraska fan when you hear stats like that?
13
Hurley won 13 straight? Nebraska's never won one, and he's won 13 straight? Calipari's been to 16 Sweet 16s? Like, what? Why? Like, every so often I'll see something, I'll just be like, God, this is depressing. Why do we do this?
Look, Creighton's won 5 straight years in the dance.
Come on. And then at the end of the game, McDermott just looked like a hero. And he did. He was incredible with his team. His team loves him. He was incredible. He took the players, they're not kids, grown men, out of the game.
Yep.
And how
Kalkbrenner, Nashville.
How he talked to them all. And I mean, just you looked at it, it was just like, wow, first class.
Played Auburn tough. Wouldn't it be nice?
Played Auburn
Wouldn't
tough.
Nice.
Sit 13 straight NCAA wins.
Here's the best part. And we're upset with him.
Yeah.
And we're going, hey, man, hey, grow up a little bit. He won 13 in a row.
God.
13 in a row. And we're like, hey, man, get yourself together.
Yeah, now that you mention it, you do have some license to be a jerk when you win 13 straight.
Almost took down Florida, by the way, 14 straight.
That's what I'm telling you. If he would have won that game, can you imagine? He's got a if he'd have won that game, he's probably going to the Final Four. Could you imagine him back in the Final Four and been like at 15 straight wins? Can you imagine that?
And like you said, they looked pretty good.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think the problem that Cronin has right there, I think he knows, Cronin knows that he's in a pickle. I just don't know if he can build UCLA through today's world. If they have the money, if they have the ability to get people in school, all those things with it. I'm telling you, I just don't know if he's going like, I'm sitting on a heater. I'm sitting on a heater right here.
Pretty good, but I just wonder how much better they can get, right?
Yeah, it's hard. UCLA is a hard job because the expectations of being... Now, it's been forever since one of their magical runs of winning 10. But they've they've only won one since, right? Since Wooden.
I think they've only run one.
Might be right.
If I'm correct. But anyway, my point being, UCLA's not sitting there going like, hey, we're on a heater here. We're on a heater.
No, they had a good year, though.
And also, Calipari's got to be walking around kind of like looking at Walmart. Told you. Just give him a little time. Walmart's worth $867 billion. I read that.
He's
this
got
week.
That money.
It's almost $1 trillion.
They're worth $867 billion. They also have Tyson Chicken there also.
They're doing okay.
Calipari is back.
He's back. He's loving it.
66 and he's back.
He wears his sweet sport coat.
That was a nice jacket.
His jacket was so nice. It was so
checkered.
He's something else.
And he's funny.
Yeah,
he says really funny stuff, and I enjoy it.
When we come back, it's Mozzarella Monday, best of the weekend. $25 to Valentino's on the line. Text us at 402-464-5685. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.